Hi, this is Luca.
And this is Laura.
And this is the CareerBeat Talks podcast,
where we bring you the latest insights from the world of recruiting.
From both sides, the candidate's perspective and the company's perspective.
Let's jump right in. I'm super excited that today we will have an exclusive interview with Michael Taylor, the Managing Director of Urgent Insights, who are transforming the soft skill development for leaders using artificial intelligence. And this is so cool because in our previous podcast, we have been talking about how AI is also transforming the HR world in the different areas, also recruiting, for example. But today we want to see how it can be used to transform the area of development and training. So let's dive right in. Well, today we have a very special guest. That guest is Michael. He's from Urgent Insights. He founded the company. And we will be talking about, you know, everything he's done. And also, like, he has an international background. He moved to Germany to work here. So many things we need to talk about. But first of all, welcome, Michael.
Yeah, thank you so much, Laura. I'm very excited to have this opportunity to chat and talk a little bit more about some of the interesting things that we're doing at Urgent.
Absolutely. I was very astonished about, like, everything you do. I mean, we talked already in advance a little bit, but now we will go into the details. So I'll be learning a lot. But let's start with the basics, a little bit about yourself first. And because we know that Urgent does a lot in the area of, you know, people development, soft skill development. So tell us, where does your passion for people development come from? When did it start?
Yeah, very happy to talk about it. So I'm a psychologist by background. And I think when I was 13 or 14, I already knew I wanted to go into psychology because I even then had a very strong passion for helping people, for working with people. And I've taken that to then go on and get my degree in organizational psychology, where I really learned how do we make the best of people. And this was the core of my studies. I took that degree and went into working then within leadership development. And I've spent pretty much the last 13 years working with a variety of different companies, kind of in more of a consulting role, helping leaders make the best teams that they can and be the best for themselves. If you've worked with leaders, often these are people who really are hungry for development and they want to be good leaders. So they really have this desire to do good things. And they can have such a profound impact on the companies they work with. So I think this is the group that I've enjoyed working with the most over my career.
Awesome. Sounds very interesting because, funnily enough, when Michael and me were talking just in the beginning over LinkedIn, we discovered that we both were working in this area, also like both of us in different companies back then employed. And we were trying to figure out like the connection because it might have happened that we worked together, but we're not really sure about it. But I love that we share this passion for people development. And I love that you went more into this direction and then created, you know, your own kind of product or service in this area that helps leaders develop further skills. But we're still not getting into the details. I still want to learn a little bit more about yourself. So a little personal question. You told me that you came to Germany a long time ago. And so can you tell us a little bit, you know, about your motivation back then to come to Germany and how the career development has happened here in Germany? Like, why are you still here?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I was working at I'm originally from the US. I skipped that part. And I was working at a company there slightly out of grad school when a good friend of mine who was living in Germany offered me an opportunity to come and do a project. I still remember at the time telling my mom, who was very concerned about her son leaving the country, that I would be gone 6 months. Then it turned into a year. Then it turned into 2 years. And next thing you know, it's been 13 years that I've been here. And really what brought me was just that opportunity. I believe when you have chances to try something, it's easy sometimes to think, I'll try it later or it'll come again. But I believe you need to just take the opportunity when it comes. I even do this when I go on vacation. If I pass like an interesting restaurant, I don't think, oh, I'll come back. It's nope, the opportunity's here. It's in front of me, just go. So that's what brought me here. It was really just a chance to take up a project. Why I've stayed has been much more really about the culture. Coming from the US, I think in Germany, I really appreciate the work culture that is here. The focus even on things like mental health, where just relative to the US, I think is done much better. And so it's really, I would say, an alignment of values that's kept me in the country. And then now starting a business also in Germany.
That is so interesting. I think like also starting a business with someone who's not directly from Germany must be a big challenge as well. I'm happy to then also discuss that later on. But I think a lot of people are now curious to really hear what you're doing right now with your company. So let us now just dive in a little bit into Urgent Insights. Tell us, how did you come up with the idea? Or maybe to also then make people understand better what you do, tell us exactly what Urgent Insights is all about.
Happy to share. So I mentioned before I was working very much in consultancy roles, helping different companies build leadership development programs. So often really focused on building up leadership pipelines for people to be ready to tackle new challenges that companies are going to face in the future. And through that experience, I think I came to realize that leadership development is often a bit of an exclusive service if you want it to be really good quality. It's reserved more for mid-management, for senior managers, and for more global companies also, it might be that these really high quality programs are offered more for people in the headquarters in Western Europe, Americas. If you're in a smaller affiliate, or a developing country, your opportunities are also a little bit less. So running all these leadership development programs for 13 years, I've always had this question in the back of my mind of how can we make this more accessible to even more people? I've worked with all these first-time leaders where they're super hungry, they want to do a good job, they want to be a good leader to their team. Maybe their team members even used to be peers of theirs, they want to serve them well, but they didn't have that access to the skills. And about 2 years ago, I think like everyone else, ChatGPT, all of this great technology came about. And together with my co-founder, Allison, we kind of asked, is this the right time? Do we finally see the right tools, the right technology to enable us to try and increase that access to soft skills learning? And so we took the leap and decided to start a new business focusing on this new set of tools. So that's really how we got started, I would say.
It's so, so cool. And also like, I love what you mentioned before and what I see happening here as well is like, you see one opportunity and you don't hesitate. You just take it and try it out, right? The same with a restaurant. Let's not wait. Let's just try it. Mm-hmm. But I'm really wondering because for me, for example, like AI is, I don't know, I feel scared just thinking about it in the sense of I don't even know where to start or how to implement it. So I would be super curious to hear, how did you get into AI to build even a solution that really solves a problem?
Yeah, it's a great question. I really have to give the credit to my wife. When these new topics, technologies were coming out, I was actually a managing director of another leadership development company. And while I saw this new tech out there, I really didn't have the time to explore it. And she was the one to challenge me to say, you know, you develop other people, take time to develop yourself, and push me to really take the time off, step down from that role and step out of that company in order to go and study. So what I did in the end was actually a boot camp. I think many cities, but Berlin as well, offer boot camps around data science. And this was my first kind of stepping into understanding more of machine learning, understanding some of these topics, which gave me a strong enough foundation to really actually understand half of what's happening on the AI space. I wouldn't say everything yet, right? So taking time for myself and upskilling, which I think we should all, if you see that you have enough financial stability and you can take the time, I encourage anyone to do that for themselves.
Definitely. Like, I really think that is so valuable insights that you're sharing with all of us today. And then my question would be, because now we can get more into what you do at Urgent Insights, like the solution per se, but did you already know what you were going to solve before you did the bootcamp, or did the idea evolve after doing the bootcamp?
It's a good question. I went into the bootcamp having this challenge in mind around accessibility and wanting to see how we could use the tech to help solve it. But I didn't have the full idea for Skillfully Said, which is now the product we've built. We can talk about it later. Until afterward. I think often when you're doing something very new, you have to be comfortable having a general direction you're heading in and trusting that you're taking the right steps to get closer and not worry about, do you have it all figured out yet? Because having a psychology background, trying to go and work in the tech field, essentially, in ed tech, there's a lot of unknowns, right? There's a lot you're doing for the first time. So I think it's being willing, being curious, being open to explore. And as you're learning new things, always asking yourself, how can I apply it to this problem? How does it fit that general direction I'm heading? And that's basically how we got here.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Now, really, let's talk about the solution. How are you making it more accessible? Like, what is the difference from the normal trainings that we see where we know it costs a lot? And as you mentioned, only a few people can do it. How are you solving this problem?
So what we've seen is the way many companies try and create more access to learning has been traditionally through things like e-learning platforms or maybe peer exchanges or things like that. But what we've found that these tend to lack are really good opportunities to practice the skills that you're learning. And soft skills are notoriously hard to learn unless you really can practice them a lot, and opportunities to get feedback on that practice. Things like e-learnings, often you don't get to practice much at all. You have to apply it on your own. If you do it with peers or with your own team, you can't always trust that you're getting very helpful or good feedback. It's hard to give each other a message to say, oh, that presentation was kind of boring, or sorry, manager, but I don't think you're a very good coach. I don't feel like you're listening, right? We can't do this with each other. So what we found exploring with all this new technology around AI is that we were able to build very realistic characters who can act as almost like an archetype or represent the types of employees you would have in your team. Where, unlike maybe if you do a role play with a real person, where maybe when you make a mistake, they're still polite and they don't want to really react negatively in that practice environment, the AI has no problem getting upset and showing that they're sad or showing that you offended them or things like that in that practice environment. So what we've developed then is a tool that enables you to do exactly that. Have those opportunities to practice, have those opportunities to then get immediate feedback to really know whether it's coaching skills, whether it's feedback skills that you're doing better.
That's so cool and so important because, I mean, I worked, of course, a long time in people development, and I think the places where people learned the most were the type of assessment center scenarios where you had someone playing a role and you needed to like convince, you know, this role play employee to do something, and you learned so much, but then there was never again this opportunity to have this kind of scenario. So I love that now you're creating a solution that will allow people to have much better and much more valuable conversations and create better leaders as well, which is like so important. But I want to really understand how it works, and sorry for picking up on that, but let's imagine I now have to lead this new team. I feel really insecure and I have this maybe one employee I'm not sure how to deal with. What would I do next when I'm like using your tool? Would I just like type in what I want to say, or would I just really say it out loud? How does it work?
Yeah, it's a great question. So the tool's built we take each of these different very complex skills. So let's say in your example, what you want to do is really give like performance feedback to this person, right? They're not doing very well. So we start with the basics, For instance, just how do you deliver feedback? And within the app, we follow what we call a seed, do, reflect approach. So C means you actually watch a video. You can see examples of other people delivering difficult feedback, really common scenarios like someone who keeps making detailed mistakes or misses deadlines, right? So you can see what it looks like in action and examples of how they phrase it, stuff like that. Then you'll be presented with an AI character. In our scenario that we've built around feedback, the first person you can talk to is named Johanna. So she has her own personality, her own background, and how you engage with her, you can talk directly or you can type. It's the window is more like a chat window. It looks more like having a WhatsApp conversation, but you can talk or type, it's up to you. And I mentioned before, unlike role-playing with a peer, Johanna really will react to you. So if you don't give the feedback in a very nice way, you'll see her get a bit more upset, for instance. Or if you're very encouraging, you'll see her become more positive and more engaged in the discussion. So that's the do part of it. You can really try it out. And since we want it to be experimental and a fun learning experience, unlike real life, you can rewind time. You can, if you make a mistake, you can rewind, try a different approach. And really, it's a chance to experiment and see, can I get a better reaction? Does this work better? Why does it work better? So we want it to be that. The doing part is kind of like a playground. Then at the end, for reflect, when you finish the discussion with the with these characters like Johanna, you'll actually get a written debrief from her, like she's talking to you. So she will say, I really appreciated when you told me all the other things I'm doing well. It made it easier to hear your feedback, right? And maybe next time when you give the feedback, you want to give a couple more examples so I really understand it. She'll give you that level of a debrief. So you can decide next time to try it again, see if you can even perform better.
It's so cool. Like, I'm such a big fan of what you're doing. It's so helpful. And I really think like this is the right way to use technology. So I'm super like happy of being talking to you today. Now, one further question that comes up now, I definitely see how this can work and help you like improve. But one question, is it in English or in German or how does it work? Let's now just looking at the German job market, I imagine a lot of leaders wanting to speak in German.
Yeah, the current version is in English. Mm-hmm. However, being in Germany, we've now had so many people ask about German that we are working on that now. So it should be early next year, January, February timeframe. All the conversations should work in German as well.
Okay, awesome. Like, not that I put pressure on it for me. I would also use it in English, but I was just curious to hear about that. And maybe just in parentheses, because I know this question will be asked by a lot of, you know, people listening. Did you have to learn German? Like now, of course, for this solution, you'll probably have some technology that also supports the process of translating. But for you yourself, did you have to learn German to, you know, get ready to start a company? Or how do you feel about this?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think if you are in a different country, I think you need to have enough of the language, right? Starting a company is a completely different level of legal German. So there I did have to find resources that were bilingual, right? Whether it's a notary or the lawyer that helps you set up the business, because I've even had friends who are German to look at some of the documents and they don't understand all of the language, right? So you need an interpreter.
Absolutely.
In that way. Definitely. But I do think having a foundation of the language and in particular of the laws around how businesses work here is very important to setting something up to make sure you do it right. If you make mistakes, you learn very quickly because you get fines and things like that.
Absolutely. No, thank you so much. And sorry to kind of draw the conversation a little bit off, but I was curious now that we were talking about German. Absolutely agree with you. Coming back, we were talking about this example, right, where I could practice and rewind and then I get some feedback on it. How long would it take for me to really get good at it? Is it like one time and after this feedback, I'm good at it and I acquired a new soft skill? Or do you have like programs of how long it should be until you feel like ready for it? How can I imagine this part?
So we've taken each of these different skills like feedback and built a learning journey out of it within Skillfully Said, so within the platform. So practicing something like just giving that feedback and how to do it, one conversation is around 15 minutes. I would say most people doing one of those conversations two, maybe max three times, you should have that part of the skill down very well. So really, I think you can get the foundations down in an hour, plus watching the videos and things like that. However, if you go through the whole journey, you'll then learn even more complex skills on top. So for instance, not just how to give the feedback, but how do you deal with resistance if the person is resistant to the feedback, or how do you motivate them again if maybe the feedback is part of a failure that they went through. And that whole journey, we've built each one to take around 3 weeks to a month of someone doing self-paced on their own time, maybe every other day, 15 minutes when they have a little bit of downtime to practice one conversation or watch one video.
Yeah, makes sense. I love it. And now I'm just adding maybe some ideas because it got me like thinking of so many scenarios. But would it be also possible for a leader to create a character based on, you know, someone in their team or a specific scenario that is happening in their team?
This is probably the most requested feature, to be honest, as you mentioned it. We're working on that now because as anyone who's played with like ChatGPT, for instance, knows the AI can react in very unexpected ways. And when you're doing it for fun, that's one thing. But when it's as part of a professional learning app, we want to make sure it's really safe in that way and doesn't react in strange ways. So we are building this in. And our goal would be that you do the predefined characters first to practice, but once you've gotten the basic skill down, maybe then that's the chance for you to plug in some background and, you know, have a conversation around your own scenarios, definitely.
Yeah, no, I love it and no pressure. I think everything needs to go step by step. I mean, building a company is so much work, but I was also just curious to know. Yeah, I mean, I still have like so many questions, but I think we should also like not drag it too much into the details. However, one thing that I do want to know is, because this is specialized now for leaders, right? Based on your experience so far, are there any tips that you would also give, you know, for people who at this moment might not have access to this tool, but still want to improve, you know, their soft skills or this type of, you know, you know, communication skills, feedback skills, what would you say they can do in the meantime until maybe their company provides this type of services?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. I really believe that the foundation of improving in soft skills is practice. So what I hear the most, being that I've been a trainer in the past myself, what I hear the most from people is they feel like they don't have the opportunity to practice certain skills. Take, for instance, wanting to be a really good strategic presenter. I've run storytelling workshops, things like that, where afterwards someone says, this was great, but I only present strategy once a year or something like that. Find opportunities in your day-to-day where you can practice the underlying skills that make up the thing that you're trying to do. So for instance, if you want to be better at presenting strategy, a big part of what makes you good at it is explaining the why behind things, right? Connecting back to the vision. You can practice that just in how you delegate a task to a team member. When you delegate it to them, explain why it's important, connect it back to its impact on strategy. And then you're already practicing the skill, the part of the skill that you need. And I think this is true with most soft skills. You're able to, you actually, if you think of it more in terms of the behaviors, you can practice them almost every single day. That's also how we try and break skills down within the tool. So this is really, to me, a fundamental of how I think we learn best. Yeah.
That's so awesome. Yeah, I totally agree with what you said. And even though like also in the beginning, you mentioned that, of course, it's still like difficult for peers or, you know, close friends maybe to give you like feedback, I would still ask for it. Like if you are practicing telling the why in a presentation, maybe ask that one colleague to like take a look at specific aspects of the presentation and later on give you that feedback. Because yeah, I fully agree. Like with your tool, you're solving a true like problem. And until like as many companies as possible offer it, I think you still should look out for these opportunities if you're currently in the process of trying to develop further certain soft skills. When would you recommend companies to use your tool? Is there like a moment in time where it makes sense, or is it in general you recommend it to every company? What would you say?
Yeah, I think there are two scenarios where I believe this is going to work best. The first, we talked before about my belief and my passion around access, is when you want to expand your audience, right? So if it's a company that feels like you're not reaching your first-time leaders, or you're not reaching as many of your leaders as you would like, a tool like this, given that it doesn't have the cost of a live trainer, a live coach attached to it, can become much more scalable than some of the approaches that we use today. I think the second is then if you have groups of leaders, and I feel like we're seeing this more and more nowadays, who are just too busy to go through a live program, where taking 4 hours or so at a time out to attend these types of things is too much, but we want that they still practice the skill and not just watch a video or something like that. To me, these are the two cases where a tool like this is going to work best. And it can really be used standalone, right? So we talked about how you could engage, for instance, to practice the feedback conversation, but it can also be used in combination with existing trainings that are running as additional practice for people to follow up with outside of that training environment. So I think it's very flexible how it can be brought in for these two types of audiences.
Yeah, makes absolute sense. Would you think of also going into, you know, the interview part, like practicing interview skills for hiring managers?
I think it could very much be used in that direction as well. I mean, we started in kind of the leadership development space because that's also our own background as the co-founders. But I think over time, we will definitely see many other use cases where this could work as well. Anywhere where you are interacting with people and you want to do it in a way that's more collaborative, better communication, I think something like this will work very well.
Yeah, I definitely love it. And I see that for both, you know, parties, like on the one hand, hiring managers, because nowadays interviewing has changed so much. Like previously, you know, a lot of talents wanted to work for you and then you just could, you know, relax during the interview, ask your question and that's it. Nowadays, mm-hmm. you have to at the same time, you know, sell the position, but get the right information, sort out the candidates who really don't fit the job ad. So I feel like there's like so much room for improvement when it comes to interview skills. Mm-hmm. And on the other side, also for talents, like nowadays what we do, which of course is not very scalable, but we do interview trainings, which is practically the same. I'll pretend to be the recruiter, the person answers, and I'll give direct feedback on what the answer needs to be like. But it's like not efficient at all in the sense of mm-hmm. like if you could practice this over and over and over again, that would be like awesome for people going through an interview process. So I put in a request for the future. Yeah. No.
And I think what the technology is really good at is taking things that people say and being able to break it down into its mm-hmm. components and tell you what's in there. So with interviewing, I know often there's like the STAR model or things like that. Being able to say, yes, you provided the S, you provided the task, you provided the actions, things like that. It works very well with that. Yeah.
That's exactly it. And I already also see like patterns all the time in the answer style of people. So it's like very easy to break down the answers and see like where improvements can happen. So yeah, awesome. Now, looking a little bit, because the year is coming to an end, we still have some days. I don't want to pressure this year to come to an end, but it still is yeah. around the corner. What are your plans? Also with Urgent Insights, but maybe also your professional, like personal and professional goals for 2024.
It's a very good question. So I mentioned our first module that is built in Skillfully Said has been this coaching topic. January of next year, we're aiming to launch that performance feedback. So Johanna and the other characters will be available then for people to interact with. Awesome. And our goal then for the rest of 2024 is really to release more of a comprehensive first-time leader program within Skillfully Said. because right now it's more individual topics. So companies that we're working with, they can really only engage with the tool at a topic level. But we see so many first-time leaders, as I mentioned, who could use more support, having things like how do you delegate, how do you motivate and develop your people, how do you communicate strategy? These are all topics we want to build in over the coming year.
Sounds so good. I'm going to be following closely, and we will also be posting, you know, your LinkedIn, but also the link to your company so that people can check it out, because I feel like this is super interesting for companies and for managers, but also talents who are going to work in a company, and the companies may be open to new ideas on how to improve skills. So we will leave the link there and get connected. I feel that's always super, super important.
Yeah, perfect.
Thank you so much, Michael, for taking the time. It was awesome. I still have 1 million questions, but our conversation will continue. And for all the listeners, thank you so much for also being here listening to this very interesting conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. And yeah, I'm excited to see what the next year and what the future of just AI and L&D and that intersection bring, because I think there's also a lot of other companies doing really fascinating work in this area. So I think it's a great time if you're into L&D, but you're also interested in tech, it's a great time to be in the industry.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. We're super happy to have you here. And if you are a company who's looking for talents to expand their team, make sure to check out our services at careerbee.de, because there we explain how we help you find top talents much faster. And on the other side, if you're a talent who's currently looking for a job here in Germany, then make sure to also check out our website under careerbee.de/talents, because there you'll discover more about our brand new masterclass, where we really guide you step by step on how to find that dream job of yours. But in either case, you can also just send us a direct email to team@careerbee.de, because we're also super happy to address all your questions directly there. Wishing you a wonderful day.